This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your glorious hosts, Justin Porter.
I am the other one of your glorious hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock. This is, of course, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Share's Twitter feed.
Tumble, 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 tumble down the rabbit hole.
And then we finally hit the bottom.
And we hit. Now, tonight is our 37th episode.
Yes.
And it's a big episode because there's a lot of things happening. We've been nominated.
Yes.
We are officially nominated.
We got nominated. The Australian Podcast Awards have nominated us for Best Comedy Podcast.
Yes. For the 2019 Podcast Awards.
Yes.
Amazing.
I still think it's a clerical error.
I'm pretty sure this is a giant prank that's being played.
This has my mum written all over it.
Oh, yeah. This definitely has your... I blame your mom. 100%.
Same. And not just for this.
For a lot of things.
Yeah. So we got nominated, which is incredible and amazing. Thank you so much to everyone who voted. Thank you, obviously, to everyone who listens to the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And it's also a special episode.
Yes.
And a bittersweet episode, Andy.
Yeah.
Because it's our last episode.
That's correct.
It's our finale.
This is the finale episode. You are currently listening to the last episode of Share and Retweet that Justin and I are going to make.
Yes. So hold on to your butts. we're gonna wrap it up in style.
Okay.
There's going to be some, you know, dances.
Yep. They're going to come
gonna
in
be
any
a parade.
Minute. There's going to be cake.
We've spared no expense. This will be a finale for the ages.
You might not be able to see it, but trust us, they're all here.
Look at all those fireworks happening.
Is that a llama, Justin?
Yes, it is.
Is it wearing a hat?
Yes, because we paid for that.
No expense.
No expense was spared.
I brought Disney back to life.
Actual Walt Disney.
Actual Walt Disney.
Hey, Walt. He doesn't have a mic on him, but he's there.
Trust us. They're all here. Everyone.
They're all here.
I'm ready? So I'm going to start things off, Justin, with what I am calling an international scandal. This is a huge issue. This is a huge problem. This affects every man, woman, and child
on
the planet.
Everyone's talking about it.
Billions of
Big
people
news.
Need to be paying attention to this. Cher has lost her t-shirt.
She has lost her t-shirt. And she is heartbroken, as the emojis indicate.
Now, this is a t-shirt that she has had since, like, the 50s. And she wears it all the time. Mm. It's her favorite t-shirt in the entire world. It's gone.
Yeah. So on the 21st of March, she just tweeted, "My t-shirt is gone." Sad face, heartbroken emoji, sad face.
Yeah. And this feels like a death in the family.
It does. It feels as sad, if not more, than this being the finale of Share and Retweet.
Yeah. Yeah, those two are very much on par. 37 episodes of a podcast dedicated to a Twitter feed and Cher losing a t-shirt. Yeah, no, I would say that this is...
It's similar.
It's equal. It's
similar.
It's equal in importance.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we're not the only ones mourning this. Angel C 1954 at Angel C 1954-7. I'm not going to miss that.
No. Keep it simple. It's reliable.
Yeah.
I know who I'm talking to.
And I know Angel C's pin, which is lovely. Has.
And I've already shopped at many department stores.
Oh, yeah. I've got some hats from Walmart.
I can absolutely verify that this pin is correct.
Yep. So Angel C 1954 has tweeted it. It's a poem.
Mm.
If
it's
anything.
It's a sonnet, an epic poem, mm-hmm. even.
Cher, at Cher, my t-shirt is gone. So first off,
have they now pasted the tweet?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
So they haven't just retweeted it?
No. No, they've copied it and pasted it into a reply.
Back to Cher.
Yes.
They have tweeted her tweet back to her.
Yes.
They've regurgitated Cher's tweet, but preempted it with the word Cher.
Yes, just in case Cher doesn't know who she is. At some point, she's woken up and gone, oh no. Oh, Twitter, thank God, I'm Cher.
Ah, who am I again? What did I say yesterday? Someone post it back to me. Someone spit it right back.
Oh, thank God, Angel C 1954.
Angel C to the rescue.
Now, what's Angel C written?
But they didn't just stop at tweeting her tweet back to her.
No. Angel C 1954 has tweeted this poem. Hashtag thank you, Queen King Cher. F love Bing all my Twitter tweets. Queen Cher, congrats on the most iconic new release. Remix Cher albums of all time. There's only one Queen King of pop, Queen King Cher. Cher deserves 5 golden awards, Oscar awards. I love heart, Y, heart eye emoji, crying face emoji, clap emoji.
What the fuck is this? What is this? This is insanity.
Queen King threw me. I don't understand.
Queen King, well, you know, just all the monarch. She's the whole monarchy. She's just the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
You get it?
Oh, she's in charge of everything.
Yeah.
She got her face on currency.
This is long. This is...
your issue? This is long.
I'm surprised that this amount of writing is allowed on Twitter, because Twitter is usually like a 250 character cap.
Yeah.
This just goes on and on. This is a never-ending poem.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, isn't it? And it doesn't rhyme.
No, it's not good poetry. It's not. If I had to break it down from a literature perspective, it's not good.
Yeah, there's not an A-B-A-B format.
There's no iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
If anything, if I had to break it down, I'd say it's just a string of words mushed together.
If I had to say something now.
Please do.
My brother loves, when he first got like a computer, he would just type all the words that he knew out.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd print it. He got really excited. He would just type words, like full words, nonsensical. They weren't a sentence. And then he would print it out.
I know this word. I know this
word. And he would tape it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was super excited. It feels like someone just has said all the words they know.
Yep.
That they think might go together in a way. And just slapped it on here with some emoji.
Mm.
It's insane. This is insane. My favorite response here is from Bailey at I'm Bailey Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
They said, when are you going to have grandkids? We need some mini shares.
Oh my God.
Now, what I love about this is this puts, if I feel like it puts the full responsibility of having grandkids on Cher. When are you going to have grandkids? What are you going to do that? Not yeah. When are your children?
Yeah.
When are your children going to make you a grandparent?
Yeah.
It's when are you going to have grandkids? Cher's not in control of this.
And also, Cher is stressed enough. She's just lost a t-shirt. You want to be dialing it up now with the thought of grandkids?
Wrong time. She's mourning over here. She doesn't need to think about grandkids.
Yeah, you don't walk into a funeral and go, "I'm so sorry for your loss, Susan." When are you going to have grandkids?
Have you thought about additional children? Have you thought about the future generations?
I know you've just lost one.
But you still have two more.
So,
when are they going to get to it?
Because I deserve more of you.
Tiny representations of you.
Tiny little Susans running around the shop. P.S. Yes. Your pasta bake is divine.
By the way, lovely service. But also, Bailey, grandchildren are not the grandparent. Like, it's children twice removed from the source, from the original code.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's super diluted by that
it's
point.
It's only 25% share at that point. If anything, when are you going to have more children? We want more mini yous.
But if what you want is mini shares, when are you going to clone yourself?
Clone. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what a mini share is.
A clone.
A clone.
That's what you want, Bailey. You know what? That's what she means here. When are you going to have clones? You spelled clones wrong, Bailey.
Yeah, it's written grandkids, but it's pronounced clones.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to understand. You have to be in the mind of Bailey to understand what she means here.
Yeah. It's the pressure that gets to me is that she's just lost a t-shirt. She's mourning. And it's not just Bailey who weighs in on this. Ed Rouge at Ed Rouge. And right out of the gate, this is a gold star. I know his name's Ed Rouge.
Simple. Elegant.
His Twitter handle.
To the point.
Is Ed Rouge.
I don't know any of his personal details.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Because I'm sick of having to memorize all that.
Yeah, that's,
I keep having to memorize.
That's why Justin wakes
numbers.
Up in the middle of the night.
I got to remember all his phone numbers and pins. That's what keeps me.
You're a really shitty Rain Man.
I can't keep track of it all.
You want to be Rain Man, but you can't quite do it.
Except I don't want to remember the information, but I feel like I have to.
You're being thrust upon. Yeah. So Ed Rouge has come out and said, "When are we getting a new album?"
God damn, Ed. Well, let's look back at the tweets.
If you just
look back in 2019.
Yeah, it's coming.
She's already announced it.
Yeah, one. Read her tweets.
Yeah, get on the story. Figure out what's going on before you just ask information that's already been answered.
And two, read the room.
Absolutely.
She's not thinking of an album right now. She's not thinking, "Oh, should I do..." What is an ABBA song that wasn't on the album?
I don't know. Fistful of Posies.
Fistful of Posies. The famous ABBA song, Fistful of Posies.
Oh, nothing gets me dancing like Fistful of Posies.
Classic disco hit, Fistful of Posies by ABBA. Really gets you in the mood, doesn't it? If I could sum up ABBA in one song, it wouldn't be Dancing Queen or Fernando or Thank You for the Music. It'd be Fistful of Posies.
Yeah. Oh, I met my wife dancing a Fistful of Posies.
How does that song go again, Justin?
It goes, Fistful of Posies, walking down the street with the Fistful of Posies, picking up some meat for the party I'm throwing Friday. Everyone's going to be there, but nothing can compare to my Fistful of Posies.
That is obviously the Cher interpretation.
Oh, yeah. No, I was doing the Cher version.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, I got that. It's just... ABBA has never sounded quite like an elderly Memphis woman.
Well, that's what I was going for. Thank you.
Fistful of Posies, walking down the street.
The Fistful of Posies, picking up some meat for the party I'm throwing Friday. Everyone will be there, but nothing can compare to the Fistful of Posies. And I memorized it. So the next tweet we're going to talk about is from March 11th, and Cher has screamed, all in caps,
"Yep,
art is everywhere." Now, is she tortured? Is she excited?
Is this political?
Is this political? Because it's all in caps.
Yeah.
So it makes me...
But there's no punctuation.
And not a bunch of angry emojis.
So it's not political.
So it's not political. It's just excited and intense.
Art is everywhere! Yep.
Yeah. But what's the mood? That's my question here. What is the mood? Because there's no emojis to guide me here.
You're right. So I initially read that as excited. But it could be terrified she's being attacked by an obelisk.
Yes. Ah.
Or
the thing that kills 40 Australians a year.
Yes.
The obelisk.
The obelisk. The obelisk of doom, we call it.
The great Australian obelisk of doom.
Yes, and perhaps it has started replicating itself and has surrounded Cher.
Yeah. Could be. Maybe she's at Stonehenge. And everywhere she looks,
she's standing in the middle.
She's standing in the middle, surrounded by art.
And they've started to move. Yeah. Art is everywhere. I will tweet this.
Yeah. Or she's gone into the Louvre, thinking it's like a cafe.
Ah.
But she's shocked.
Yeah, right.
To find all the art.
And it has all come to life. And is attacking
her. Or maybe
her.
It's just that it's there. And it was unexpected.
Oh, okay. But if it's just unexpected, that would be curious of like, oh, art is everywhere. But this sounds like she's being attacked.
I'm just saying I don't know what
by a series of Da Vinci's.
Well, I don't know what the emotion is here.
You're right. There's no
way
to tell.
It could be surprise. Like surprise and wonderment.
You're right. Oh, art is everywhere.
Art is everywhere. Did you know? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Or happy? Art is everywhere.
Or terrifying.
Art is everywhere. So, yeah, I don't know.
And there's no way to ever find out.
We'll never know. And this being our last episode, I don't care.
I'm going to say it. After 36 episodes, I don't care anymore.
I've lost the will to care.
So, as usual, a few people have chimed in on this. Art at Artemis has responded, I'm in DC.
I love this. I love when this type of thing happens. I don't know, there's something about it that's just really, I just love that someone named Art is like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not everywhere.
I'm in DC.
I'm in one place. It's right here.
Yeah.
I'm in DC.
Yeah, I'm eating fried chicken on waffles.
Yeah. So I'm going to need you to stop spreading rumors about me.
Yeah, because I'm on business. And if you say that I'm everywhere, my wife is going to think.
My wife, first of all, is going to be very upset.
Yeah. Secondly, I'm playing a couple of multinational corporations against each other. And if you let them think that I'm everywhere,
it's not going to work.
Then I don't have an excuse to cancel on meetings. Please help me, Cher.
Can you not spoil what I've got going here?
All right, don't...
I've worked really hard. I'm Art, by the way. I don't know if I've said that. Worked really hard. I'm also an undercover spy. And you're using my real name out there, Cher.
Yeah. I mean, it is... It's in my Twitter handle. So
yeah, I kind of did it myself a disservice. At least
I've made this.
At least I didn't go with Art the Spy.
Yeah.
Art the Spy.
Art the Spy. Spying through the airwaves like a spy.
He's not everywhere, as Cher always says. He's
in
one
DC.
Art the Spy. Tonight on Fox.
I would 100% watch that TV show.
Oh my God, I would love to see Art the Spy.
Because now I want to know what Art looks like.
Well, you're not supposed to know. He just has a bag over his head all the time. Because he doesn't want to be recognized.
We used to have a character in Australia called Tucker Bag.
Tucker Bag?
Tucker Bag.
Tuck a Bag.
Tucker Bag. Tucker Bag. Tucker Bag. No, that's Raggy Doll's thing.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Tucker Bag was a mascot for a Coles or a Woolworths, like a supermarket chain here in Australia. And it was, no joke, a brown paper bag turned upside down with a face painted on it and like a puppet mouth that would move. And it would like screech deals. It would be like, the deli's only $12.95.
Like a hand puppet type yes. thing. Yeah.
But it was a paper bag. It was a brown paper bag.
I love that.
Whose name was Tucker Bag.
It's Gorilla Theater. That's like the theater you do.
Art.
That is art. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Art is everywhere. Tucker Bag.
Tucker Bag. Tucker Bag.
Because yeah, it's like when you did plays in, you know, primary school.
Mm.
You just, oh, what are we going to do? We don't have a budget. Get a brown sack. Get a brown sack. Paper bag. Put a face on it. Draw some lips. Make a move.
Done.
Look at that.
You're a fairy godmother.
All right, kids. You're having fun. We're all having fun. All right? Teacher's going to have some brown liquid. Shush, 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 shush.
It's shush time now. Story time. For Mrs. Stapleton.
Hey, put on a show for me. All right?
Dance, little monkeys, dance.
All right? Stapleton needs to get a little shut eye. Okay?
She's exhausted. She's just not having a good week.
Look, you try looking after 20 children and then every day and then going home and, you know, having to deal with your husband who won't even look at you anymore. So I don't wax. I'm a teacher.
I'm 45. What did you expect, Kevin?
I don't want to wax anymore.
So someone who isn't me at Gotta Be Zen has responded, so true. Art is actually right next to me now, snoring. I'm going to go upstairs to sleep where there's no art. And then a string of face emojis and then 2:43 a.m. Well, we know Mrs. Stapleton's Twitter handle now.
Miss Stapleton hates her husband. Miss Stapleton is married to Art
mm-hmm.
and hates him.
Yeah.
And especially hates when he snores.
And he snores a lot.
Apparently, yeah.
Constantly.
It sounds like it.
He snores. He wants a lot out of Mrs. Stapleton.
I just love that this person's like, I'm going upstairs to sleep where there is no art. There's no art to be found. I'm sick of art.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I hate art.
It's 2:43 a.m.
By the way, it's 2:43 in the morning.
Just so you know what I'm dealing with right now.
I just need you to know what time it is right now for me.
Mm. Also, I like that this is part of a family because Steve Virag at Harley Ride has responded, I hear ya. I have an uncle art.
Yeah, it's the whole Stapleton clan writing in.
Yeah.
They're all jumping on board. They're all like, oh, I know Art. The spy. Art the spy. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Art the spy. Art the spy.
He's not everywhere, as Cher always says.
He's in D.C.
Yeah, my uncle Art the spy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't refer to him as Art the spy.
That's weird.
Yeah,
well, like, I guess the family knows to keep it under wraps.
Oh, yeah, he's undercover. I forgot about that. I forgot about that because of the jingle.
Yeah.
That makes it really obvious that he's
a spy. Yeah. Yeah, of course. So on the 30th of March, 2019, the year of our Lord and Savior.
Yes, God save the King Queen.
King Queen. Cher has tweeted, doing vocal warm-up, pretty soon stage, Capricorn emoji, as we have now come to know and love it.
Capricorn. It's the party explosion.
Now, I read this as doing vocal warm-up pretty soon stage that she was going to warm up the stage soon.
I read it as pretty soon she's coming for the stage.
Okay, great.
She's doing a vocal warm-up. Soon she will be on stage.
On stage, right. Well.
Because does she do stage warm-ups after vocal warm-ups?
Who knows?
When you do like, if you're doing a stage warm-up, which would be just like checking in, you know, if everything's working and blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't need to do vocal warm-ups for that, right?
I have no idea.
I'm not Cher, so I don't know.
I'm not Cher either.
On my best day, I'm not Cher.
Yeah, not even close.
So I have no idea.
I've seen you in a wig.
It's not good.
You look nothing like Cher.
Absolutely not.
Nothing like Cher.
I look more like the girl from The Ring than Cher.
Yes.
Thank you. You weren't supposed to agree with that. I was setting myself up for a compliment from Andy, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, after 37 episodes, what you were expecting?
No, yeah.
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 So now, a lot of people are obviously very excited about this. Katrin Lund said, I hope you are having an amazing evening. I just wish Vegas was a little bit closer to Sweden, but I will see you in Stockholm in October. And then a string of very excited emojis.
I just wish Vegas was a little bit closer to Sweden.
I read that too.
I love that. Like, if it were just, you know...
Like 100 kilometers closer.
Like, yeah, just like 1K. Like just 1K.
Oh, it is
closer. It's just such that it's that extra, extra kilometer that makes it such a trek.
It's like when you live on, like, the cusp of Pizza Hut delivery areas.
Oh, yes.
You're like, oh, if I just lived, like, across the road, I'd have that other Pizza Hut delivering to me, and it would be under 25 minutes.
Yeah. There's a crust pizza that is... just outside. I'm like just outside the delivery radius. But the one that I'm in closes earlier.
Oh, that's very frustrating.
So like I'll miss the cutoff for the one that I am in the radius for.
Yeah.
And then I desperately call up the other one. I'm like, maybe they won't notice that I'm just outside. And somehow they're like, oh, we don't deliver to that. You need to call the other one. I'm like, they're closed.
Yeah.
Can you just make an exception, like once? Just like one little exception. And they won't do it.
I know.
And it's so frustrating.
Do you know why I know this? Because my first job was working at Pizza Hut call center.
Oh, you. You're the enemy.
So I know all about this, and it's stupid. So
what do they do? Do they actually check, or do they plop it into like a Google map?
It comes
map?
Up, you literally cannot get one Pizza Hut to deliver to another Pizza Hut site.
Really?
Yeah, the system won't let you do it.
Also, it's actually built into their system. Yep. They're restricted.
Uh-huh.
Even when the other Pizza Hut is closed?
Yes. Yeah, there's
monsters.
Like literally they're like territories and the Pizza Hut will cannot deliver outside that territory. But it's fascinating. We used to get so many complaints because people would call up and they'd be like, "Can I get a delivery?" And I'd be like, "I'm sorry, your store is closed, like the issue that you have." And they'd be like, "No, it's not. It's open." I'm like, "No, it's closed. The one that delivers to you is closed." They're like, there is a Pizza Hut literally 50 meters down the road that is open. Get that one to deliver to me. I'm like, that does not deliver to you. And then we'd have this massive argument. And at the back of my head, I was always like, it's 50 meters away.
Just go.
Go there. Walk.
Yeah. Although there is something, I've not had a good history with pizza delivery people. So for example, well,
I know I've been privy to that
at call centers. I mean, so
yes.
I've called up like a Domino's one time. This was back when I was living in the States. And I was like, hi, I'd like to order a pizza. And my roommate at the time, they just wanted cheese. They just wanted plain cheese. And I was like, cool, great, I'll order you a plain cheese pizza. So I was like, I need two pizzas, you know, one with sausage for me. And then the other one, they were like, okay, what do you want on the second one? I was like, just cheese. And they go, it already comes with cheese.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So get to that point
and stop
making it. just stop. So make me another sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Stop at the cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before the meat goes
on. I don't care how you stop, but stop there.
Kill the employee if you have to. break his hands.
Cut off Stuart's hands. I don't care what happens. Get rid of Stuart. Tell him to go on a break. I don't care
right
what happens.
Right then, yeah. In that mid-step. And then
fire him.
Send the pizza to me. I will take it. Cook it first.
Yeah.
Put it through the oven.
If there are three steps, tomato base, cheese, and then add sausage.
Kill. Oven.
Just push him over.
Trip him. Yeah, maybe don't maim him, but just trip him, break his nose, so he has to go to the hospital.
So he has to leave very quickly.
But he can't keep making the pizza.
Yeah, he has to stop after the cheese.
Or you could just tell him to stop. Just tell him to stop.
Stuart doesn't listen to a single thing I say.
I have to break his hands to get him to do anything right. Stuart was a very difficult child.
He's getting his hands broken so much.
Constantly. The doctors are just like, well, Stuart, if you just fucking listen to people, they wouldn't break your hands all the time.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you, stop after the cheese.
I just wonder if that woman's like, oh no, it's Stuart's working today. We can't make cheese pizzas. It's going to be a disaster.
They're all going to have sausage. Do they warn the customers?
Oh, Steve doesn't like making cheese pizzas.
I see you've ordered a supreme. What you going to get is cheese and sausage. Stuart's on.
Stuart only makes sausage pizza. No matter what is ordered. Ham and pineapple. Great. Thanks for that order. I just need to prepare you. Steven's working today. You're going to get a sausage pizza.
I get that you're vegetarian, ma'am.
You're going to get sausage all over that pizza.
Why? Because I just don't. I'm not in the mood to break his
I can't
his
break
hands
his hands again. He's already got a cast on. I just can't do that to him. I broke his hands yesterday.
I don't know how he's back. Honestly.
He's very dedicated. There's one thing I can
say
about
Steven. He has not missed a single day of work, even when he's not rostered on and we're technically closed. He comes in and he makes his goddamn cheese and sausage pizzas.
Yeah. He just really floods the oven with cheese and sausage pizzas.
We try to stop him.
Okay, so the other response that I want to talk about before we move on is from J.F. Sanborn at Sanborn JF.
Love it.
And he replies, just watched AOC on MSNBC, and I have an idea I want to pitch you. I'm in LA and will happily drive to you when you're home, whenever that will be. Get out of the house, Cher. Run. That is the creep. I will happily drive to you?
Oh, yeah.
What does he think is going to happen here? You can just waltz up to Cher's house and pitch her all the ideas that are streaming out of your head. Yeah, come on by, JF.
But also, I love that he thinks he's sweetening the deal by saying, I'll even drive to you.
Yeah, you don't have to come to me.
We don't have to meet at a cafe like you would do your other pitch people.
Yeah.
I'm happy to come to your house.
I'll come straight to you.
I'll bring my briefcase.
Yeah.
And we'll go through the pitch that I have.
Yep.
It is a theme park full of Cher themed rides.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Cher coaster.
There's the Hall of Cher.
Yep.
There's Cher Mountain.
Yep. There's the House of Horrors. There's Cher Edition.
The Candy Cher Store. Bumper Cher. Don't forget about that one.
I love the Bumper Shares. I am obsessed with the Bumper
Shares.
It's
cars shaped like Cher. That you're driving around.
Yep.
Cherocell.
Mm-hmm. There's a Gravitron. And the faster it spins, the more you look like Cher.
You age backwards.
Yeah, because it pushes your face backwards.
Yeah, of course.
House of Horrors.
Mm-hmm. There's the Tower of Sharer.
I'll allow it. Oh my God. I would 100% go to this.
Yeah, JF, we need you to pitch this idea.
Yeah, this is a genius idea.
Sharerland.
Sharerland. I assume that this is what you're pitching.
I assume. That would be the only thing that you would need to pitch with this urgency.
Yeah, because what else? What else have you got?
Yeah, name me one other idea.
That is better than Sharerland. Yeah, there we
I
go.
I hear nothing.
Crickets.
Yeah,
crickets.
Absolute crickets. So the next tweet we're going to talk about is from March 21st, 2019, the year of our king and queen savior, Cher.
Lord Cher.
Lord Cher. She tweets, movie night at Cher's, Polly, Jen, Rebecca. And then she's posted a picture of a bunch of snacks, a big bowl of lots of candy. So that like there's M&Ms, there's Raisinets, there's Red Vines, there's something else that I can't quite make out. And then there's a big bowl of popcorn with a giant thing of Parmesan cheese to, you know, shake on it. And then a big bar of chocolate. And I desperately want to be here.
Yeah. Also, you just glossed over the fact that like, oh, Parmesan cheese to shake on the popcorn. I've never done that before.
I've never done that. But now that I see it.
It makes sense.
I can't have it any other way. I need this.
I have been living a lie up until this point.
This is how you do a movie night. Also, there's four people. Look at that bowl of candy.
That is a bowl of diabetes waiting to happen.
That is that's like five boxes of Red Vines. Well, there's Junior Mints in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And there's three boxes of M&Ms. It's four people.
It's too much. Yep. It's a lot.
It's absolutely too much.
It's too much.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
But
I want to be
too
there.
Too much.
I also really want to know what movies they're watching.
There's no mention.
No, and I'm not the only one. Like the responses are filled with like, oh, what movies are you watching? Can I come over? All kinds of stuff like that. I would love to talk about Crystal at Crystal Passion One, who responded to this tweet, I'd love to meet you, Cher, in Calgary, Canada. Yeah, she's very specific.
Here's where I want to meet you.
Yeah.
And I want to meet you nowhere else.
I don't care about your zoning issues. You meet me in Calgary, Canada.
If I meet you anywhere else, I'll be furious.
And fired. Because I can't step out of my zone. I'm like Pizza Hut.
I am Pizza Hut.
So I'd love to meet you, Cher, in Calgary, Canada, obviously. Seen you three times in concert. You have any Bob Mackies you want to get rid of? Love your style. Miss Chris Brooks. Signs it off like a letter.
By the way, you have any Bob Mackies you just want to...
Since we're shooting the shit.
Get rid of?
Are you... I mean...
You know those pieces of art that you have that are worth thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Any of those lying around just... You know, maybe just in the trash or something that you want to...
Yeah. Have you, by any chance, walked into your closet, been surrounded by pieces...
Too much art.
Too much art. Bob Mackie's, as far as the eye can see, got terrified, screamed out, art is everywhere, and just gone ahead and thrown out a whole bunch of Bob Mackie's?
Has that ever happened?
I could take them off your hands.
I can do that.
That'd be fine for me.
But only in Calgary.
Yeah, if you could bring them to Calgary...
I'm going to need him brought to
Because there's a zoning issue.
Yeah, I've got a problem. The system won't let me leave.
Thanks anyway, Miss Chris Brooks.
Yeah, there's also this response from Debbie Blom, hashtag ShareCrew, at DebbieBlom4. Mm-hmm. And I love this. She says, Cher, have you ever tried gummy bears or Pez? Just asking.
Oh my God, Debbie. Yeah, she's tried gummy bears.
She
tweeted about
them.
Yeah. Shit, it was a whole thing.
Yes.
It was a whole thing.
It was a whole huge thing.
Yeah. This was as big as a lost t-shirt for Cher.
Absolutely.
Debbie.
She had a whole rant about it. But also Pez?
Yeah, why Pez?
What are you eating when you go to the movies, Debbie?
Oh.
You need to try some new things. Because Pez, I love Pez.
Yeah, but they're too loud.
And they're also just not a...
They're just like flavored chalk, though.
Yes. Yeah. That's like eating Smarties at a movie theater.
Yeah. Or at a funeral. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, Debbie.
Don't eat the hard, crunchy candy.
Yeah, that's weird. So the followers this week, we thought we would do something a little bit different, and we would like for you all to follow some people that have been hugely supportive of
yes,
this podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not going to single any person out and go through the Twitter feed. We're actually... Mm-hmm. We want to kind of get you guys to look at people that have been really, really supportive through this entire show process and give them some love.
Yes. So the first person that I would like you to follow is my friend Kat Tollerud, and you can follow her on Instagram at Catherine N. Tollerud, T-O-L-L-E-R-U-D. She's an amazing illustrator. She's a mum of two gorgeous little boys. I've known her for about 16 years. She's a huge, huge fan of this show, and when I told her that we were stopping, this is our last episode, she almost cried to me on the phone.
Yes, and she illustrated that LinkedIn pod shoots,
yes,
thing, didn't she?
She did. She yeah. did. So she is absolutely incredible. So give her a follow.
Yes, and that's Catherine with a Y.
Yes,
and
correct.
A K, starting with a K.
Yes.
And a Y.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spelling
yeah.
complications.
We'll link
there.
It. We'll link
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. Check the link. We'll have it in there on our Instagram or something.
Yeah.
The next person we're going to ask you to follow has been a supporter of this show since it launched. That is my partner, Doug Sedenry, and you can follow him on Instagram at Douglas Sedenry. Sedenry is S-E-D-U-N-A-R-Y. He's a lovely, lovely human.
Yes,
my
he
favorite
is.
Person in the world. He's a graphic designer and a brilliant one. And for the Share Trivia Night that he did all of the poster design. He did all the graphic works for all of our invitations. There were prizes that we gave out that he did graphic work for. It was just, he was super, super helpful and supportive. And he's always been a supporter of the show and helped out in any way that he could. So give him a follow. He's amazing.
Yeah, we love you, Doug. We'd also love to give a massive, massive thank you to our friend David Watson, who we met doing this podcast. We met him at Trivia. We met him through Share and Retweet. He's been a lovely, lovely man, lovely supporter of this.
He's also come to see Annie and I perform improv together. So mm-hmm. he's just been a general supporter of ours since we met him after doing this podcast, and he's great.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much, David.
And the last person we want to thank is a very special person. We know her as Sherilyn Baranski. That's her name on Twitter, at Baranski and.
Correct. She's Lenny, a 13-year-old French girl who I've been talking to on Instagram and Twitter as well. And she is so cute and so adorable.
Yeah, and she responds to stuff all the time.
Yes.
And she's just super excited. Loves Cher, loves the show.
Yeah, and she posted that one of her things that she wanted to do in life was be mentioned on this podcast.
Well, here it is, Lenny.
I hope you're happy.
Because it was the last, we scraped you in yeah. at the last episode.
Yeah, you're really Stephen Bradbury, this one, which is a reference you won't understand, but look
I
it
don't
up.
Understand
it. So, Lenny, thank you so much for all of your help and your support and your love, and you're just awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and last but not least, thank you to the Share crew.
Yes.
Without you, there just wouldn't be this amazing family and energy that exists out there in the Twitterverse that's supporting and loving Share, but also just supporting and loving each other.
Yes. Yeah,
which we need.
And it's so beautiful that you've like welcomed us. And even though we're a bit nuts and we poke fun of some of you, we poke fun of each other a lot. And just the warmth that you have welcomed us is huge and amazing. And we're so, so grateful for it.
And that's it.
Oh my gosh.
That is the end. That is the conclusion.
That is the finale.
The finale of Share and Retweet.
It has been absolutely amazing.
Do you have a favorite memory from one of our...
Sparkles the Mutant Rat.
I was just going to say, that is one of my favorite things. Sparkles the Mutant Rat.
Helen of the Sea.
Helen! Oh my God. Who forgot to wake up and
drowned. Dave, our co-host that was dead the whole time.
Yep. Yeah, great.
There's been a lot.
There's been a lot of stuff. LinkedIn pod shoots.
Oh my God, yes.
Ridiculous. Gidgimo.
Gidgimo.
How could we forget Gidgimo?
Oh my
God. The beautiful and wonderful thing that is all things.
It is everything. It is nothing.
It's this podcast.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
Is it your mother?
Yes.
The answer is always yes.
Yes. I think genuinely for me, it's been such a joy just coming in and laughing until I cry.
Yeah, that's
every
been
single week.
Super, super, super fun, and it's just been great to come in and do something that's such an easy and pleasurable thing to do.
Yeah, and this is not the end of you and I.
It is not.
We're not breaking up.
No, we're also not dying.
Nope.
So
I'm fine. I'm gonna live forever.
As will I. Andy and I, of course, perform in an improv team together that performs monthly at Improv Conspiracy in Melbourne, Australia. So if you live here or you come visit, come and see our show.
Yeah, we are called The Beautiful Humans. You can follow us on Instagram at Beautiful Humans Comedy.
Yep, that's right. And then also, we are going to be doing a lot of projects through a company that I started called Emergent Entertainment. So we have a very low profile social media, you know, kind of
we're soft launching
visibility right now because we haven't fully launched it. We actually have our first shoot for the projects that we're starting this weekend. Our first shoot of of anything is this weekend. But you can follow us on Instagram at Emergent Entertainment, all one word, to just see where things go and keep apprised of new and fun projects that are coming out.
Mm, including a web series
that we are doing.
That we are doing called The Justin and Andy Show, which we have been writing for about 3.5 billion years.
Yes. Now, we haven't been writing that whole time.
No.
But we've been writing and revising and revisiting, and we've got it to a point where we're ready to shoot it. So we're going to be shooting it and releasing it this year.
Yes. Which is very, very exciting.
Very exciting.
You can also follow us on the socials.
That's
as
right.
Individual people.
Yes,
on...
I am an individual human. We are both individual.
We do our
unique
own things.
People.
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram at the Andy Ballock or on Twitter at Andy Ballock.
And you can follow me on Instagram at the Justin Porter or on Twitter at the Justin Porter.
Beautiful.
It's always the Justin
the
Porter.
The Justin Porter.
Me. My website, everything.
Beautiful.
My PIN number, my bank account logins.
It's all the Justin Porter.
Yeah, it's all my tax file number.
Oh, great.
It's all, I've had it if all, all arranged around that one thing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
I'm on the run from a bunch of people, so I have to change it between
it.
The Andy Ballock and just Andy Ballock.
Yeah, you gotta keep them confused.
Yeah, it's how I do.
Andy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking this ride with me.
Justin, thank you. This has been very, very joyous.
Yeah, I've loved it. I loved every minute, and I'm sad, but I'm
sad.
Excited about the things to come.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
So, for one last time, I have been one of your exultant hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock.
Garbage! And I've been a steaming pile of dirt, Justin Porter.
I'm not arguing with that.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Australia and the world.
And good luck.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.